stick and a pair of blades. On the ice we cut our teeth. We took our knocks in the penalty box. Our mother was a referee.
Yes, that sound means one thing, and one thing only. It's time for a Fallness Fun Fest Friday. Kevin Fallness of the Minnesota Wild Radio Network joins us. And Kevin, a good afternoon and a happy Friday to you.
Yes, to you as well. It's been a long and winding road to get to the first 13 games of the season, but it's been an interesting ride, to say the least.
Team right now 6-6-1. And the first topic I want to start with, Kevin, how many minutes exactly was it again that the Wild had went without scoring before they got one against the Ducks and went on to beat them 4-1 on Wednesday? How many minutes had it been since they had scored a goal?
I think it was over the span of 159 minutes and 45 seconds. They scored an empty net goal against the Montreal Canadiens and then followed that up with two straight whitewashings at the hand of the Kraken and then to open the strip against the Kings. So you talk about gripping the stick, that's a common phrase used in hockey. I think there was sawdust between the fingernails of some of these guys as they tried to get one behind the goaltender, and finally it happened, and the skies parted and the sun was shining in Anaheim as they got the first of four straight goals to skate to the 4-1 win.
Now, Kevin, you know, 6-6-1, obviously that's a 500 mark. I kind of like the way the team has bounced back, especially defensive-wise, because the last time we talked was when the Wild had played their first three games at home and were off to a rough start, especially on defense. The good news is they seem to, you know, I guess for the most part, have cured those problems from early this season.
Yeah, I think it's twofold, and they both feed upon each other. Defensively, the team has been so much better, and the goaltending has been so much better. And I'm just talking about the first three games of the season, how bad they were defensively. And the first time they played the Los Angeles Kings, I mean, they lost the 7-6 hockey game. Their defense was, you know, missing in action. But then Marc-Andre Fleury was also missing in action for parts of those first three games, and the team as a whole just wasn't good. The team has completely, whatever problems they went through in those couple of games where they couldn't score a goal, and yeah, they won a couple, they lost a couple, but the team, the way it looks right now, the way it feels, and you know, the taste test and the eye test tell me everything has completely done a 180 from those first three games to where they sit now in the middle part, entering the middle part of November. And that starts the team defense, and that starts with Marc-Andre Fleury. Both have looked fantastic here, especially as of late.
Yeah, you mentioned the goaltending. Marc-Andre Fleury now a 5-3 on the season. And let's talk about the other guy that's the backup for the Flower, Filip Gustavsson. 1-3 so far, but his goals against average, not too bad at 3.10. Obviously, to have a two-headed combination at goaltending and have two good guys that can play the net is going to be important throughout the season. And what do you think so far on the backup goaltender early this year? What are your thoughts on how he's doing?
Yeah, he's actually been great. I mean, I didn't know much about him before he came here, and he's the guy that the Wild got in exchange for Cam Talbot when they made that trade to the Ottawa Senators. And, you know, his first outing was kind of a little nondescript. The team was still struggling to find itself at that point. I guess before that, he came in relief of Marc-Andre Fleury. Was kind of thrown into a bad spot against the LA Kings. He got the start against the Avalanche and then got the start against the Detroit Red Wings. I thought both of those games he looked good. In fact, the game in Detroit, he looked really good. And then, excuse me, Aaron, probably his best game so far in a Wild uniform was the win against Anaheim the other night. 30-some saves, I thought, looked rock solid, really calm, really poised. And granted, the Anaheim Ducks are not a very good team, and that's for sure. But I thought he looked great when put under pressure. He was calm, cool, and collected. I think that's a great sign. You know what you have in Marc-Andre Fleury, especially now that he's, you know, resurrected his season, even though it's really early going. In the first three games, he's completely turned his game around, and I think you feel comfortable again with Marc-Andre Fleury between the pipes. But you got to have a suitable backup, and right now it feels like you have that with Filip Gustavsson.
Kevin Faulness on a Faulness Fun Fest Friday here on Kate Radio, talking about the Minnesota Wild that are in Seattle tonight to take on the Kraken. We'll talk about that game coming up in just a moment. Kirill Kaprizov, 10 goals, 5 assists, 15 points to lead the team. And, you know, Kirill's been doing what we expect from him so far.
Yeah, I mean, 10 goals in 13 games, it's ridiculous. Someone said the stat the other day that it took him 25 games to get 10 goals last year. He did have a very slow start, but ended up the season 47. This start is borderline torrid. It's crazy. And he's, you know, where he belongs in the top of the stat sheet with some of the superstars in the National Hockey League. But, yeah, he's been great. Whatever problems they've had, it hasn't been Kirill Kaprizov, at least not offensively. He's been charged, and thankfully both him and Matt Zuccarello from most of it have been healthy throughout the course of this season. So, yeah, he's been great. He's scoring in all sorts of different ways and, you know, continued with a pair of goals and they win over the Ducks.
One stat that, you know, a lot of, you know, fans look at is the plus-minus, and I'm looking at the Wild stats right now. Talk about Matt Boldy. He's at a +3, a Jared Spurgeon, a +6. So those two guys are off to a good start as well.
Yeah, it's not the end-all, be-all, but it's a good barometer of how things are going. And, you know, when the guy who logs most ice time on your blue line is a plus, that's a good sign. Matt Boldy, you know, I don't think anyone doubts that he's going to be a great two-way player. He's offensively gifted, but he's also defensively reliable. And that would speak to why their numbers are the way they are. You know, again, it's not the end-all, be-all, but it is a good barometer, and I think it bodes well for those two guys that they are on the plus as opposed to the minus.
Well, Kevin, the Seattle Kraken on deck for tonight. You mentioned last week the Kraken came to the X and shut out Minnesota 4-0. Give us a preview of tonight's game against, to me, the team that's got one of the coolest nicknames and coolest logos in the NHL.
Yeah, they did it right. You know, the newest team, newest franchise in the National Hockey League, slow start to their existence last year, just kind of feeling their way out, but they are recharged and reinvigorated. They've won 5 straight, including blanking the Wild last Thursday in St. Paul. So they're one of the hotter teams in hockey, and who would have thought we'd be saying that you know, a month into the year, into the new season. So the Wild definitely will have their hands full tonight. They're gifted offensively. I wouldn't say they're gifted offensively, but they play to their strengths, and that's, you know, they've built around, they've added some pieces like Burakovsky from Colorado is now on that squad. They got Ryan Donato and Carson Soucy, a couple of guys who used to wear that Wild sweater, and they've got some pretty decent goaltending that they've been getting here out of the gates, including Martin Jones, who shut out the Wild last week, so. Definitely not the easy cupcake that you thought when you saw Seattle on the schedule. They're playing well. And like I said, they're looking for a 6th straight victory.
9 o'clock tonight at Seattle. And then after that, Kevin, it's a pretty important stretch of games for Minnesota to wrap up the month of November. You get 6 of the next 7 at home. And the Wild definitely got to take advantage of playing on their home ice.
Yeah, you know, again, you got off that rocky start coming out of the gates with 3 straight losses and losing 3 of 4 to open the season when you look at the 4-game homestand. Now they have a chance to get their groove back, and it hopefully it's coming at a good time. It didn't feel so great in the start of the year when they dropped those first 3 games, but, again, everything's trending in the right direction. And not only that, they're getting healthy. You should have. They haven't hit the ice for practice yet, but Jordan Greene and Marcus Foligno expected to return to the lineup. Hopefully Hartman and Duhaime aren't too far down the line, and they continue to get that good defense and that good goaltending. I like their chances on most nights.
Seattle tonight at home against San Jose at 5 o'clock on Sunday, and Nashville on Tuesday, home against Pittsburgh coming up on Thursday. Again, the Minnesota Wild 6-6-1. I believe the Kraken sit like at 8-4-2. On the season. Kevin Faulness with the Minnesota Wild Radio Network on a Faulness Fun Fest Friday. Kevin, like always, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for an update on our favorite NHL team, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great weekend.
Sounds good, Aaron. Take it easy.